بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الحمد لله رب العالمين، الصلاة والسلام على رسول الله الكريم، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم. This is your host Mutahir Sabri, the Muslim chaplain from the South Carolina Department of Corrections. We are broadcasting live tonight from Masjid Omar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu, and we have been hosted by the Muslim Students Association. And tonight's guest is our very special founder of IslamTomorrow.com, Sheikh Yusuf Estes.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salam. Okay, next question. I was telling Mutahir today when we were at the hotel room that all my life I tried my best to stay out of prisons. When I was a businessman, I was always real careful to cover myself, have good lawyers and everything, because that's one thing I never wanted to do, is go to a prison. And it's real hard for me to believe that I voluntarily walk into those places. He said, yeah, but Sheikh, remember, we get to leave. There is a difference. One of the things about visiting the prisons is that you have a chance to see people in a little bit more straight-up environment. There's some games going on, no doubt. But at the same time, there's a lot of reality happening there. A lot of people have come to grips with the fact that they are really now going to start doing what God wants them to do. And when that happens, invariably, they come to us and they say, we want to be a Muslim. This happens a lot, to the extent that they've had to bring on more and more Muslim chaplains. Not because they want to, because they're forced to. According to law in the United States, a person has the freedom of religion. If you incarcerate them, they have a right to practice their religion, and they know that people have to have chaplains to come in and help the people practice their religion. They provide them for the Jewish. They provide people for Hindus. They provide people for the Christians all day long. They provide even for, I was in the military, and they provided a place for a man to go in a chapel and worship a tree. The sergeant-at-arms told me that we had a guy here for a while. It was a tree worshiper, and we had to bring a place and set up the tree and stuff for him. He wanted to come in and pray to a tree. And by the way, that was the same guy I had trouble with because he didn't like us putting pamphlets about Islam around there. I said, it's okay for a guy to worship a tree, but you don't want us to talk about Allah. Alhamdulillah. I'm saying that when you go into prisons, you meet a lot of people that are at a point now they're ready to really look at their life. Because it's just right there that you start becoming aware of the reality of your life. Somebody grab you off the street and throw you in prison right now, wouldn't it make you think? It makes them think. And they start asking questions. Why am I here? How did I get here? And more important, where am I going with my life? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam kala a dunya sijnul mu'min wa jannatul kafir. Our Prophet, peace be upon him, told us that this entire material world that we live in every day is actually a prison to one who believes in Allah, but this is the only paradise for a disbeliever. Anybody who doesn't believe, anybody who wants to do things his way, he doesn't want God's way, then he is getting his paradise here. That's all he's going to get. But those who want the paradise of the next life, then this is what? A prison to them, a sijin to them. Is that right? Did he say that or not? Yeah. So for me, when I go into these places, I'm always amazed at how honest and open these brothers will be, and they'll come up to you and they say, I'm ready to make shahada. And I've seen tens of hundreds of them, and I guess by now in the years that you've been doing the work, you've probably seen thousands.
Seen a few.
Yeah, I know. I've been there and watched them with you. And by the way, make dua for us. We're going in next week, inshallah. We're going down into South Carolina, and we're going to cross the state all the way from Georgia, all the way over to the other end, crisscrossing, dropping here and there, and so from prison to prison. And we're going to try to cover as many as we can per day until we make the whole state. That's our goal. And inshallah, Shaitan is going to be out there working hard. We're going to make him earn it, huh? Inshallah. You asked me, though, about the groups thing. And can I answer that now? Okay, and then let's let that be the last. Can we wind up with that? Because I'm a little bit tired. I just want to answer this one last one about this subject. When people ask you about groups and divisions in Islam, who are the Sunnis? Who are the Shiites? Who are the Salafi? Who are the Ahmadiyyans? Who are the Nation of Islam? Who are the 5%ers? The Brahui? The Naqshbandi? Who are all of these people? Probably, I stepped on somebody's toes already, but I'll keep going. Some people say I'm Maliki, Hanafi, Shafi. Did I leave something out? I left out. Humbly. I haven't been humble. Jaffrey. Yeah, they say those things. What did Allah call us in the Quran? It's on my website. I wrote an article about this subject a number of years ago. It's still there. It still stands. Anybody want to challenge the article? Go read it and then come back and tell me where I made a mistake. Because what I did, I went through the Quran with a word search and found everywhere Allah called us Muslims. I couldn't find any other word that He called us unless we began to deviate. The only thing better was when He said mu'min, mu'mineen. That was fantastic. That's a level of belief that we wish we could attain. In the Quran, in chapter 49, Surah Al-Hujurat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cautioned the Arabs, the Bedouin, and He told them, don't call yourself mu'min, because iman, faith, has not entered your heart yet. But rather, call yourself Muslim. Say Islam, we have submitted. And this is all that Allah is going to accept. There is a hadith, a good hadith. One of the scholars was telling me about the Prophet, peace be upon him, said it's only, until the day of judgment, only the three things you can call yourselves. Muslim, servants of Allah, and a third which I forgot. And that's just my forgetting, not the Sheikh, he remembered. I'm telling you that none of them were any of those names that I mentioned earlier. And if you come to me, brother, I have to call myself a this or a that to distinguish myself from those or these. But Allah didn't tell you to do that. But we have a big scholar. Well, let's make dua for him. Scholars make mistakes. What? Yes. But he's a big sheikh. I'll tell you what, I weigh 240 pounds. How big is he? The real sheikh of Islam is in Medina. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And what he said is recorded. You don't need to go further than that. You're smart. You got a brain. You got a heart. You got a connection with Allah. And Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he told you, everybody has inside of them a what? Mufti. A conscience. You can understand. If it doesn't make sense, why do you try to twist it to make sense just because somebody with a fancy ghutra and a good ability to say ayn and ghain, you accepted that. But Allah is telling you, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is telling you, wallah tafaraka, don't separate. Don't divide yourself up into these groups. You want to be a Muslim? You want to be close to Allah? Then you want to love people for that reason. Do you love Allah? Do you love Allah? Do I love Allah? If I do and you do, then what? Shouldn't we love each other for that sake? Don't you love the one who loves the one you love? Isn't that what Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us to do? If you love somebody for the sake of Allah, you have to do what? Tell him. And by the way, I'm going to end our program tonight with that. I love all of you for the sake of Allah. And even if you're mad at me, I don't care. I'm sorry if I hurt anybody's feelings, but I love you anyway. And I'm praying for you and me that Allah will forgive us for dividing up, forgive us for hurting each other's feelings, and put us all in the Jannah. I want all of us to be there. How about that? Ameen. Can you say ameen? Okay, tell everybody, salam alaikum. Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. You've been listening to Islam Tomorrow, broadcasting live today all the way from Columbus, Ohio, with Yusuf Estes and special guest with us tonight, Muhtar Sabri. We'll be back with you in the morning for Fajr. Be here, there, or be square, because we're going to have a good time tomorrow morning. Inshallah, we've got a free offer. Anybody shows up tomorrow morning at Fajr, we have a free program for Hajj and Umrah without visa. Inshallah, be there. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.